Today's shiur is Masechta Tainus on Daf Yud. We will begin on Daf Tes Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom of the Amud, at the beginning of the line with the words Kiman Azla. Our Gemara is continuing the discussion that we had yesterday, a machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, exactly where rain comes from. Does it come from the water cycle as we know it, that it comes from the oceans and it evaporates, then there's condensation in the clouds and rain comes, or in fact, does it come from the Mayim Hoel Yoinim, the upper waters which HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated in Maisa Bereishis, and that water seeds the clouds which in turn give water to the earth? The Gemara asks, Himan Azla, according to whom, according to Rabbi Elazar or Rabbi Yeshua, who does it go like Hodom Rabbi Chanina, that which Rabbi Chanina said? A pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Lamed Gimel, Koines Kaneid Mehayom, that the Ribbono Shlom gathers together like a mound the waters of the sea, Noisin Boitzorois Tohaimois. He puts in the storage houses the deep waters. So Rabbi Chanina interprets this pasuk to mean, Mi Gorm Loitzorois She Yismalu Bar, who is the one who causes that the storage houses should be full of grain? The answer is, Tohaimois. As Rashi says, the last Rashi on the Amud, Mayim Shomatod, as it says in the Pasuk, Tahoimos Yichasyumu. We see that the depths are called Tahoimos. So the cause of having a lot of grain in the storage houses are the deep waters. So who is this going like, says the Gemara, this is going like Rabbi Eliezer. In other words, we see from that Pasuk that the cause of having a lot of Tvuah are the deep waters down here on earth. That's like Rabbi Eliezer, that it's the regular rain cycle as we know it. The Gemara asks, Rabbi Yeshua, what will Rabbi Yeshua do with that pasuk, which indicates that the rain comes from the Mayim HaTachtonim, when Rabbi Yeshua's sheet is that it comes from the Mayim HaElyonim? The Gemara answers, Hahu, as we go to Daf Yud, Bebriyasi Shalom, that pasuk is not speaking about the rain cycle, but rather it is speaking about what the Ribbono Shlom did at the beginning of creation, as Rashi, the top Rashi, explains. Shehoya kol olam shatuf b'mayim, the whole world was covered over with water. V'akadosh Baruch Hu koinsu b'makom echad, Hashem brought them together in one place. K'machnis mayim b'nod, like somebody puts water in a pitcher. Shenosnam b'itzaris d'chsev, noisn b'itzaris taimus. Some choil gvuloi va'oitzul yam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the waters with a boundary. What was the boundary? The boundary was the sand of the beaches of the earth, which became a container, which caused a container in the deep oceans of the water. But there was a gvul, a boundary, and that's what Hashem did in the beginning of the world. But this has no connection to the rain cycle. Tana Rabbanan. The Gemara is now going to explain certain milos of Eretz Yisrael. The first mila, Eretz Yisrael Nivras Techila. The first part of the world that was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Eretz Yisrael. The Chol Olam Kulei Nivra L'Besayif. And the rest of the world was created after Eretz Yisrael. Where do I know this from? Shenamar, the Pasuk says, Ad Loi Osa Oretz V'Chutzois. Before HaKadosh Baruch had created the earth and outside of that land. Eretz meaning the land. As Rashi says, on the fourth line here, Al Pnei Eretz, a different pasuk, but Rashi says Eretz, Eretz Yisrael. And as throughout our sugya here, we're going to be referring to Eretz, and we're going to say that that means the special land of Eretz Yisrael. So Hashem created Eretz, V'chutzois, and the other parts of the world. But the first thing that He created was Eretz, meaning Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, Mashko Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmai. The Bach over here has a different Seder in the various members that we're going to learn, but we're going to go for purposes of clarity and not to have any confusion. We're going to go with the Seder that our Gemara has. Eretz Yisrael, Mashko Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself gives rain to Eretz Yisrael. V'chol olam kula yidei shliach. But the rest of the world is given through a shliach. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Hanoisein motar pnei oretz. Hashem gives rain to the oretz. Again, Eretz pnei oretz, as Rashi said before, is Eretz Yisrael. V'shaleach, he sends mayim al pnei chutz. chutzos. He sends water through a shliach to the rest, the chutzos, which refers to the rest of the world. And Marshall explains, because every land has a tsar, a prince in heaven, a heavenly power that runs that land, but Eretz Yisrael has HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So he's the one who gives rain to Eretz Yisrael, and the other shluchim, the other messengers, give it to the rest of the world. Which reminded me of a Gemara in Masechta Ksubos, Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis, and the Marsha gives a similar pshat in that Gemara. The Gemara tells us, a famous Gemara, Maisa Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shayoreichav al Chamor, he was riding on a donkey, Vayoytzim Yerushalayim, he was going out of Yerushalayim, Vahoyu Talmid of Mahalchan Achrov, and his Talmid walking behind him. Ro Riva Achas Shayoysim Laketa Soirim, Mibain Glali Behemton Shalarbaim. He saw a young woman who was collecting, a very poor woman, who was collecting barley amongst the dung of the Arabian, the animals of the Arabs. Kivin Sharasoi Soi, when she saw Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Nis'atva Besara, so she made up her hair, Va'omdalafar, she stood in front of him, Omra Loi, she said to him, Rebbe, Parnaseni, give me Parnasa. I'm destitute, I need something to eat. Omar Lo, he said to her, Biti, my daughter, Mi'at, who are you? Amra Loi, she said to him, Bas Nagdim Ben Gurion ani. I'm the daughter of Nagdim Ben Gurion, who was one of the three people that were rich enough to support Yerushalayim during the siege around Yerushalayim. Amra Loi, Biti, Mamin Shal Beis Avicha Heichan Holach. You're so destitute, you're poor, what happened to your father's money? Amra Loi, Rebbe, Loi Kedain Masla Masla. Don't people say a mashal, don't the people of Yerushalayim say a mashal, Melech Mamin Chaser, if you want to salt away money, if you will have less money, you'll salt away money, meaning give tzedakah. If you give tzedakah, you'll salt your rest of your money away. Va'amri lo, some say chesed. If you want to salt your money away, do chesed. In other words, my father didn't do proper chesed. As the Gemara goes on to say, that even though his father did unbelievable chesed, but kidiboy, he didn't do as much as he could have done. He could have done even more. Then he asked him, Shalbeis chamechechanu, what about your father-in-law's money? What happened to that? Amraloi, bozev, ibrezev. The money was all mixed together, and since I lost my father's money, I lost my father-in-law's money as well. Amraloi, Rebbe, zechara, tokish chasam, toksubasi, do you remember you signed on my ksuba? Amralan le Talmidov, he said to his Talmidov, Zacharani, Keshechasamti al Ksubashi Shazu. I remember I was as an aide on her Ksuba, Vahoyisi Kairibo Elef Alofim didn't resolve me Besavia Chutz Mishal Chamel. And what was in that Ksuba that she was supposed to get? Tens of thousands of golden dinarim, besides what she was getting from her father-in-law, this is what she was getting from her father. Bacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. V'yomar, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai cried, and he said, Ashreichem Yisrael, praiseworthy are the Jewish people. Bizman sh'ayisim ritzayin sh'almakim ein kol umu v'loshin sh'alatas b'ad. When they're doing what Hashem wants, there's no nation in the world that can be dominate them. He gives them, if they don't do Hashem's will, he gives them into the hands of a lowly nation. Not only in the hands of a lowly nation, she had to go and gather barley in the dung of the Arabian animals. So the Marsha says, what's pshat in this Gemara? As similar to what we said here about Eretz Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael has Hashem. We don't have a Tsar in Shemayim. All the rest of the nations of the world have a Tsar in Shemayim. So this is the Pshat in the Gemara. When Klal Yisrael does the Ruts in Hashem, then Hashem dominates over all the other Tsarim in heaven, and Klal Yisrael dominates down here on earth over every other nation. But if, Chas V'Shalom, we don't do the Ruts in of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we lose Hashem. Anoichi Haster Aster Espanai Bayom Ezeh. Hashem will hide His face, so we don't have His help. And we don't have another Tsar in heaven to help us either, because we only have Hashem. And once we have no other Tsar in heaven, then the Umas Olam are shoylet over us, because they have a Tsar and we don't have a Tsar. And not only they, but even the animals are shoylet over us. So this is the same that the Gemara says over here concerning Eretz Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the rain to Eretz Yisrael. But the rest of the world, which is governed by a Tsar in heaven, V'shaleich Mayim Apnei Chutzos, he sends the rest of the world through a Shliach. Eretz Yisrael, continues the Gemara, Shoysa Megishon, it drinks the rainwater. But V'chol Adam Kulai, Misametzes, it receives it from, as Rashi has the Girsa here, Mishiure Tamtzis. In other words, Mashanisher Ba'avim Acher Shisiyasin. In other words, after Eretz Yisrael drinks from the Matar, the rest of the world gets Shirayim. They get the leftovers. They don't get as good quality water as Eretz Yisrael does. Shenemar, Hanoisin Matar Apnei Oretz. Hashem gives Matar to the world. And what does the Pasuk continue? Vishaleach Mayim Apnei Chutzos. But the Chutzos, the rest of the world, only receives Mayim. It does not receive the good water, and that's why we find in the end of Masechta Ksuvos that Eretz Yisrael is blessed with a bountiful amount of fruits and delicious fruits in Eretz Yisrael, because it has this special good matar as opposed to the rest of the world, which only has mayim. Eretz Yisrael shoyse tchila, Eretz Yisrael drinks first. Rashi says, kach shamati, I heard pshat in this, that Eretz Yisrael is yard and gishamim tchila. We get rain before the rest of the world. The Rashba says that it means we get superior rain, which needs some understanding, because that's exactly what the Gemara just said before with the chila between matar and mayim. Eretz Yisrael shoyse tchila v'chol oilem kulu l'besoif. They get at the end, shenemar, hanoisim matar apnei eretz, and then v'shaleach mayim apnei chutzoy. So we get first, and then everybody else gets. Mashal l'adam. This is a mashal, and the Marsha says this mashal goes on all three milois that we learned here about Eretz Yisrael concerning water. Number one, that we get it from Hashem and not through a shliach. Number two, we get matar and not mayim. We get superior rainwater. And number three, that we get it first and the Omisarim get it last. What's the mashal? It's mashal adam to a person. Shemegabel esakvina, he's kneading the cheese. He's making cheese solids from whey. Noitelas oichel, he takes the cheese, the solid food, umaniach esapsoilas, he leaves over the whey. So this is a mashal to all the three milas of Eretz Yisrael. Number one, he's taking the oichel and leaving the psoilas, as we said, that Eretz Yisrael receives the best rain, as compared to the rest of the world that only receives the leftover rain. Number two, Eretz Yisrael takes the solid first, and then leaves over the rest. We get first, they get the last. And number three, that the Adam is the mashal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes for us the cheese, and he leaves over for a shliach, he leaves over the rest, the psoila. So in this mashal, you have all three milas of Eretz Yisrael concerning rain. Omer Mar, we learned before, on Daf Tesem Abeis, that Mimaskin hein ba'avim, that the water, because the question that Rabbi Yeshua posed to Rabbi Lazar was, how can you say that the rain comes from the water cycle? If so, the rain should be salty, and salty, and we know the rain is not salty. So his answer was that in the process of evaporation and condensation in the clouds, the salt gets separated from the water, and it spills back, it pours down back on the earth as sweet water and not salty water. How do we know this? Minolei, Frek de Gemara, Dom Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Rabbi Yochanan, Siv. Cheshkes mayim aveshchakim. There's two psukim that David HaMelech said, both concerning the fact that he defeated his enemies. One, Rashi tells us, is found in Tehillim. The other one is found in Shmuel. And in each place, he uses almost identical words, except for one change. The first pasuk says, Cheshkas mayim avishchakim, the darkness of water are the thick clouds in heaven. Uksiv, the other pasuk says, Cheshras, not Cheshchas, but Cheshras, which means a sieve. A sieve of water are Avishchakim, are the thick clouds of the heavens. So since these two psukim are speaking about the same phenomena, that David HaMelech defeated his enemies, therefore Rabbi Yochanan darshins that you put the two psukim together as if they were one. Shkoil Chof, take the Chof of Cheshchas Mayim, Vishadi Aresh, and put it next to the Resh of Cheshras, and Vikri Bey, and read it, Cheshoras, Read it the word chasharas. Now the word chasharas, now you have the chaf and the resh, you have everything together. And the only problem is there's no such word. So the orach on the side says, kolaymar nichsharin umis maskin. In other words, they become fit and sweet. The waters become fit and sweet. And the Marsha says that if you look in Rashi, Rashi uses that word, umachshirin bavim. He makes them fit, he sweetens them up, and makes them fit to be used as water, as rain, in the clouds. So in other words, Rashi apparently learned that we have to change chechshoras to hechshoras. The ches has to be changed to a hey. There's a mistake in the Gemara. We have to krebay, not chechshoras with a ches, but hechshoras, preparing it and sweetening it up in the clouds. Rabbi Yeshua b'hani koray my darshi b'hu. Rabbi Yeshua, who learns that the sweet water comes from where? From the heavens. So what does he use these psukim for? We don't need the water to be made from salty water into sweet water. It already comes from where, according to Rabbi Lozer, it comes, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it comes from the Mayim El Yainim. The Mayim El Yainim are not salt water here in the oceans and on earth. So they don't need this kind of special preparation. So what does he use these psukim for? Savrala, he learns, Kehara the Chiasa Rav Dimi. Omar Rav Dimi came and said, Amri b'marava. Rav Dimi was coming from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. He repeated over what he had heard in the west, which means Eretz Yisrael is to the west of Bavel. This is what I heard in Marava in Eretz Yisrael. Nahor anani, if the clouds are light colored, then ze'iri moi, then there's only a small amount of rain that's going to come. But choshech anani, if the clouds are dark. Why are they dark? Because they contain within them a lot of rain. Sagyin moi, there's going to be much rain. Rashi explains that both of these concepts are learned from one pasuk that we mentioned before. Which pasuk? Cheshkas mayim avishchakim. Do you know why you have thick clouds in the heaven? Because they're dark. They're dark from what? They're dark from water. So why are the clouds dark? Because they contain a lot of water. And the Megillah says, Rashi, the corollary you could figure out. If it's light, that means it doesn't contain a lot of water. So we learn both of that from Chashkas Mayim. What about the other pasuk, Chashras Mayim? So that, Rashi says, we're going to learn like yesterday. Yesterday we brought this pasuk down on Amud Beis, on Tes Amud Beis, and the Gemara Darshan, Ubois Umechashras Mayim Agavi Karka, the rain comes and sprinkles the water on the ground, Shanem Achashras Mayim Avishchakim, like a sieve, the ain bain tippa la tippa ela kamali nima, between one hole and the other in the cloud, there's only like a hair breadth. So in other words, that we have a different drasha for. So Rabbi Yeshua is able to learn this pasuk without going into the whole inyan of the reish with the chaf and making hechsher out of it. You don't need preparation. Why? Because it's sweet water coming from the mayim el yoinim. Keman Azla, who is it going like Hodasani, that which we learned of Brisa? Mayim El Yoinim, the upper waters, B'mamar Hem Tluyim, they are in heaven, only held up with the word, explains Rashi, the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Uperosein, and the fruits of the Mayim El Yoinim, Megishamim, are rain. And Rashi explains, why do we use this terminology? The fruits of the clouds are rain, because of the next pasuk, Shenemar. Nepri ma'asecha, from the fruits of your work, tis bahor, it's you're going to satiate the land. So that's why we use the word pri. And Rashi explains, in other words, it's like we have throughout Shas, the inyan of a keren, and we have the peiros, as we say in davening in the morning, the Akeren Kayam Salam Abba and the peiros. So in other words, the clouds don't get smaller in any way. They have water in them. The water condensates and then pours down on the earth, but the cloud itself remains, as the keren of the cloud remains, the peiros, the fruits of the cloud, which is the rain, that rains down on the world. And that's why it's called Mipri Masecha. So this Gemara says, Klor, that where does rain come from? Mayim El Yoinim. That's how the Gemara started. Mayim El Yoinim, but Mayim Rem Tuliyim. What's holding them up? There's no poles that are holding up the water. It's the word of Hashem that's holding the water in heaven. Keman, Kareb Yeshua. This Bryce is obviously going like Kareb Yeshua, that the water, rainwater, comes from the heavenly abode, not from earth. V'Rab Lezer, what does Rab Lezer do with this pasuk? Hahu b'maisi yadav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu d'chsev. This pasuk has nothing to do with rain. This pasuk has to do when Hashem created the world in Sheish Shemei Bereishis. So then it was b'maimer, it was up on top, and rain would satiate the earth, but the pasuk is not discussing how rain actually is made. Amar Rabbi Shuba Levi, Kala Olam Kuloi Mitamtzis Gan Eden Ushaisa. The whole world gets rain from what's left over of the Gan Eden. Shenemar, Vinor Yaitzim Eden. A river went out of Eden. And then the pasuk continues, it's split up into four different rivers. So the Meforshim explain, as Rashi says it over here, Simon Ladover. We're really not learning it from the pasuk. We're just saying, just like that river first took care of Eden, of Gan Eden, it took care of that garden in Eden. And then it split up into four tributaries which went to the rest of the world. So too, Nagea rain, what gets rain first? Gan Eden gets rain first, and then the rest of the world. Tana, we learned, mitamtzes beis kur, from the leftover of rain that it takes to water a beis kur, shoysa tarkav, give to drink a tarkav. Now what does this mean? A beis kur is an amount of land in which you're going to plant a kur of barley. How much is a kur? A kur is 30 saw. A kur is also 60 half saw. A tarkav is 3 kaven. And 3 kaven equal a half a saw. So, how much is a tarkav compared to a kur? A tarkav is a 60th of a kur. Because in the kur there's 60 half saws. So if a tarkav is a 3 kavim is a half saw, so 3 kavim is 1/60th of a kur, which is 60 half saw. So what the Gemara is saying, as we'll soon see, the world, our entire Bria is, our world, our earth, is 1/60th of Gan Eden. So we just said that the leftover rain of Gan Eden can take care of a tarkav. It can take care of 1/60th of a beis kur, because the earth compared to Gan Eden, as we'll see in the next Gemara, is 1/60th of a Gan Eden. That's exactly the amounts that are mentioned in this Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Eretz Mitzrayim, hav yadalad me'ez parsa, dal me'ez parsa. Eretz Mitzrayim is 400 parsa by 400 parsa. A parsa is 4 mil, which equals, in our measurements, 2.3 to 2.9 miles, depending on how long an amma is. Vehu and Mitzrayim is echad mishishim b'kush, 1/60th of the land of Kush. Vekush and Kush, echad mishishim b'oilam, is 1/60th of the whole world. V'oilam, our world, echad mishishim b'gan, it's 1/60th of Gan Eden. V'gan and the Gan Eden, the garden of Eden, is echad mishishim l'Eden, is 1/60th of Eden. V'Eden echad misamach l'gehenim, it's 1/60th of Gehenim. So, in other words, there's a lot of room in Gehenim. That's what we have from this Gemara. Nimsa. Kol ha'olam kulo, our whole world, kikisui kedera l'gehenim. As Rashi says, hakotin keneged ha'kedera. Just like you have the lid on a pot is very small compared to the size of the pot itself, our whole world is like a lid to the pot of what Gehenim is. V'yesharm Gehenim ein l'shir. And some say Gehenim has no limit. V'yesharm Eden ein l'shir. Some say that Eden has no shir. But what do we see in this last Gemara? That the world is 1/60th of the Gan Eden. And that's what we were discussing before. From the leftovers of Gan Eden, you can water the entire world, which is 1/60th of Gan Eden, which is comparable to Tarkov in relationship to a kur. Amar Rav Oishia, my dechsiv, that which it says about Bavel, Shoychant amayim rabim, you dwell on many waters. Rabas oitzris, you have many storage houses of grain. Mi gorm lebavel, sheyu oitzroi sera maleis bar. What caused Bavel that it should have its storage houses full of grain? Havi oimer, I would say, mibnei sheshoychanis amayim rabim. It dwells on many waters, Rashi explains, because since it's in a valley, so the rainwater of all the nations drips down into Bavel, and the Mele, it's a very fertile valley, and that's why it doesn't need, as we're going to see in the next Gemara as well, it doesn't need much rain. And that's why it was very successful with its grain. Amar Rav said, Itira bavel. Bavel is rich. The chatzra beloy mitra. It can reap produce without rain. Rain is not she'en and tzrich l'gshamim. Rashi says it doesn't need rain. Amar Abaya, Nektina, we have a Mesora, Tavani v'lo yivshani. Rashi learns that this is going on what we just said. Why can it reap without water? Because it is a swampy area. It has a lot of moisture to it. It's not dry. And therefore, it's very successful in having a lot of tvua. Taisvis learns differently. The second Taisvis, Pirish, Mutav li'ais bo'aretz shehi lacha mikish yehi yivesha. This is just an Eitzah Tov. It's better to live in a country which has moisture instead of living in a dry climate. And the Aruch seems to say similarly. The Aruch says, Mutav, it's on the side in the Masoreth Hashas, Mutav sheyiyeh mater harbe miyos chorev bli mater. It's better to have a lot of rain than to live in a place which is dry that doesn't have much rain. Begins the next Mishnah. In the last Mishnah we learned when you're supposed to end saying v'sein tal mater. And now this Mishnah tells us when you're supposed to begin saying v'sein tal mater. Begimel b'marches v'sharam v'sak sharam. The Tana of this Mishnah, Stam Mishnah, is Rav Meir Hi. Rav Meir Shita, as we had before in Davov Amid Aleph, is that on the third day of Marcheshu we begin saying v'sein tal mater. Rav Gamliel said b'shiva boy. You start on the seventh day of Marcheshu, which equals Tezvav Yom Achachag, 15 days after Shmini Atzeres, after Sukkot ends. Kidei, what's the purpose of that? Shiyagia, Akron, Shabbos, Roll, and Napros. Because those early regular were coming from Bavel, had to return to Bavel, they had to go over rivers. And if there would be too much rain, the river would become full of water. They would be difficult for them to cross over. So the last river that they had to cross was the Euphrates. That's not for us. So 15 days was enough time for someone who stayed in Eretz Yerushalayim, past Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres, and started his journey back after Shmini Atzeres. 15 days would take him to be able to cross Nar Paras, so we only start asking for rain on the 7th of Marcheshvan, which is 15 days after Shmini Atzeres. Begins the Gemara, Amar Rab Lazar, says Rab Lazar, Allah Rab Gamliel, the Allah like Rab Gamliel, that when do we start asking for rain on the 7th of Marcheshvan? Now, L'chayra, this halacha, Rab Meir, would not be Negev Bizman Hazeh. It's only Negev Bizman Beis HaMikdash. However, the Rambam says that even Bizman Hazeh, in Eretz Yisrael, we begin from Zayin Cheshvan. There's a machlokes Rishayim in this, but the halacha is like the Rambam. And the Ran explains, because even Bizman Hazeh, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, but the Derech HaOlam is, we even have it Bizmanenu, that people go to Yerushalayim for Sukkot, and therefore, again, we keep the old halacha of not asking for rain before Zion Mar Cheshvan. Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Chananya says, Ubegoyla, which refers, Rashi says, to Bavel, at Shishim Betkufa. We start only 60 days after the fall equinox. Now, the fall equinox is not, as we would think, Negeya is Halacha, September 21st, but rather, in this century, it's either October 7th or 8th, and therefore 60 days after October 7th or 8th is either December 5th or December 6th. And since we start the Maariv before, that's why it comes out, we either start with Saint Talmater from December 4th at Maariv or December 5th at Maariv, because that equals 60 days after October 7th or 8th, with which Bizman Hazeh is when the fall equinox, L'gabi this Halacha, is. Omer. Now there's an interesting machlokes Rishonim. The Rush said, yeah, this is very good for Bavel. As we know, not too many Jews today live in Bavel, which is Iraq. What about Europe? We need water much earlier. The Gemara before told us that in Bavel you can reap without rain, because it's a marshy land, they have their own water. They can wait. That's in fact the reason. Why, Begoyla, do you wait 60 days after? They don't need rain like Eretz Yisrael. Their Eretz Yisrael, we're going to see, is a high land, and Bavel is a low land. So Bavel has enough water, it can wait 60 days. But the Rush says, in Shas and Shuvas HaRush, in Europe we need water before that. So the Rush said, Ein Echanami, we should do what they do in Eretz Yisrael, Zion Mar Cheshvan. The Rambam disagreed. The Halach is like the Rambam, that any place in the world, you go 60 days after the Tkufa, as we learned before, and that's the Psak in Orachayim, Simakuf Yud Zayin, Sif Aleph. However, in Sif Beis, it says, if you are in a country which requires rain, and you said the same Talmud Mutter before December 4th or 5th, Lemaisa, if you needed rain, the halacha is, going with the Shittas or Rosh, that you could say it earlier, you do not have to repeat the same Talmud Mutter. Halach is like Chananya, that we only begin Begoyla 60 days after the Tkufa. Ani, is that so? Voboy, they ask the question from Shmuel. Amos, I'm not kirin the same Talmud Mutter. When do we mention the same Talmud Mutter? Amar lahu, he said, Michi ma'ayli tzivi, when they bring in wood, lebei tavas rishba. Rishba, Rashi says, is tzayid oifas. There was a man called Tavas, and he was a bird hunter. And when they bring in wood, because he will not be able to chop the wood during the winter, and he chops a lot at one time to last him through the winter, and he brings it into his house. And the Gemara thought that this is not the same as 60 days after the Tkufa. And for the Gemara, Dilma Itaviri Chachiru, maybe that is. Maybe 60 days after the Tkufa equals when he brings in his wood into his house. The 60th day itself from the Tkufa, does that have a halacha like before the 60th day where you would not yet ask the same Talmud Mutter? Or does it have a halacha like after the 60th day where you would ask the same Talmud Mutter? Toshma, Rav Omar, Rav said, Yom Shishim Kalacha Shishim. The 60th day is like after the 60th day, which means you do say the same Talmud Mutter. Shmuel Omar, Shmuel said, Yom Shishim Kalifnei Shishim, that the 60th day is like before and you don't say the same Talmud Mutter. Amar of Nachman by Yitzhak, V'simanech, I'll give you a simon to remember who said what. Eloi, the ones who live up on high, boy Maya, they need water. Tatoi, the low ones, loy boy Maya, they don't need water. In other words, the Rashi says that we find the Gemara in Gittin, Michi Osa, Rav, Lebovel. Rav used to live in Eretz Yisrael and then he came to Bovel. So Rav, who was in Bovel, but he had come from Eretz Yisrael, he's the one who acted like B'nai Eretz Yisrael. B'nai Eretz Yisrael live on a high land, high ground, where the water drips off. They're not like in Bovel, where the water stays and rolls down into the valley of Bovel. So they are more in need of water. So whoever comes from the high places, Rav, from Eretz Yisrael, he said that the 60th day has halacha like after the 60th day, that you do say the same Talmud, because I need the rain. Mashenk and Shmuel, who was always from Bovel, he goes with the low-lying area of Bovel, and low-lying area does not need rain, and therefore Yom Shishim is Kilifnei Shishim. Amra Papa Hilch, so what's the halacha? Yom Shishim Kalacha Shishim, that the 60th day is like after, and we do say the same Talmud. The third Tosfos on the daf says v'cheinim advar, that's how we paskin, that the 60th day itself you do say the same Talmud Mutter. V'yayim tkufa maschil, when do you start saying the same Talmud Mutter? When does the 60th day, when do you start to count from? You count from the yayim tkufa, which let's say we said in our times is October 7th. So October 7th itself would be the first of the 60 days. Then you make 60 day count on the 60th day. From that fall equinox, you say the same Tal Umotar. Continues the Mishnah, Higia Yudzayim B'Macheshem V'lo Yarduk Shem. What happens if the 17th day of Cheshem came and rain had not yet come down? Hischilu HaYechidim Esanim. The Yechidim began to fast. The Gemara's Rashi before told us on Davov that Yechidim means Chasidim. And we will see more about who's considered a Yachid on Amud Beis. They begin fasting Gimel Taneis, three Taneis, Monday, Thursday, and Monday, as we'll see in the Gemara. And what are they allowed or not allowed to do? The din is oichlum v'shoytzim mishchashecha at night before the tainis, not like Tisha B'Av or Yom Kippur. They are allowed to eat and drink umutar b'malacha. They're allowed to do malacha on the tainis. Uberechitza, washing themselves, sicha, smearing oil on their body. Ubenilas asandel, they're allowed to put on shoes. Ubetashmish amita, they're allowed to have family relationships. Higia Rish Chodesh Kislev, if Rish Chodesh Kislev arrived, v'lo yarduk sham, and rain had not yet come down, Bezdin goes from Shalosh Tanias Lat Sibur. Bezdin starts the first three of eventual 13. There were 13 possible Tanesim Negea to rain. So the first three for the Tzibur that we learned before, the Yechidim, the Talmid HaChamim, used to fast. But now, once Rish Chodesh Kislev came, then the tzibber had a fast as well. Again, the tzibber can eat and drink at night before the fast. Umutarim b'malach, they're allowed to do work. Ubrachitza, washing themselves. Ubesicha, smearing. Ubenilas, a sandal and shoes. Ubetashm, shamit. Begins the Gemara. Man yechidim. Who are the yechidim? Amar Rav Huna said, Rav Huna, Rabbanon. These are the Rabbanon. And we'll see more about it on Amud Beis. Vamar Rav Huna. Yechidim, misanim, shloshet ha-niyosheni, v'chamish v'sheni. The yechidim fast Monday, Thursday and Monday. Why specifically Monday and Thursday are chosen for Taniyos? Tyson Bava Kamadav Pebe says, because Moshe went up to Har Sinai for the Luchos Shniyos on Thursday, and he came down on Monday, so these, with the Luchos Shniyos, so these 2 days, Monday and Thursdays, are Mesugal for your days of Rachamim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why when we make a Tainus for rain, we do it on Monday and Thursday. My Kamash, I'm afraid the Gemara, what is this Chiddush of Rav Huna? That you fast Monday, Thursday, and Monday. Tanina, we learned this already. Ein goyzrin tanis latzibur b'tchila b'chamishi. You're not allowed to start the series of fast days on a Thursday. You must begin on a Monday. What is the reason? Shaloi lafgias hasharim. You should not make rise the prices. As Rashi explains, if you're going to start the first fast day on Thursday, so Thursday night people are going to have to eat a big suda. Shabbos, they're going to have to eat a big suda. So what people, Thursday, they're going to go out shopping, and the storekeepers are going to say, what's going on here? The Jews are really hoarding up supplies. Must be that they know something we don't know. There's a hunger coming, and that's why they're hoarding. Ah, the supply and demand, we're going to raise the prices. So therefore, we start on Monday. So by Monday, the word gets out that they're only doing it because it's a fast day. There's no hunger coming. The prices are not going to rise. So so what's your chiddush, Rav Huna? What's your chiddush? What is your chiddush, Rav Huna? That the three fast days are Monday, Thursday, Monday. We've learned that already. That you can't start the fast cycle on Thursday. That you have to make it, it said over there, Monday, Thursday, Monday. What's your chiddush? The Gemara answers, Ma, the same I would think, Hani Mili Tzibur. That's only a Tzibur. If everybody's going to do this, then the prices are going to skyrocket. Avol Yochid Loi. Here we're talking about Yechidim. A few people who are going to buy a little extra on Thursday, it is not going to cause a change in the price structure. So I would have had a Havamina. Maybe Yechidim could start their fast on Thursday as well. Kamash Malon Dawat, that even Yechidim have to begin Monday, Thursday, and Monday. And the Yechidim, Rashi points out, are not part of these 13 fast days. That's 13 fast days of Tzibur. Our Mishnah is speaking about the Yechidim that are not part of, they're beyond those 13. They have to start earlier. Agav, Rashi before told us a very interesting thing. The last seven words or so before the Mishnah, Rashi says, V'chein anu noyagim shekol minageinu achar b'nei bavel. Rashi brings down, Bavel was 60 days after the Tekufa, all our Minhagim go like they Bavel. It would seem that Rashi is going like the Shittas HaRambam, not like the Rosh. Rashi, who lived in Europe, he's saying that we go with 60 days, even though we need rain earlier. We don't go like the Rosh that says that you're allowed to, in Europe, start asking for Zayin Talmater on Zayin Cheshvan. No, you have to wait to 60 days after the Tekufa. Continues the Gemara, Tanya Namiyaki. We learned like this also in a Brisa. Kishishchila Yechidim Lasanis. When the Yechidim began to fast, Misanin, Shem, Chamish, Vishani. They begin fasting Monday, Thursday, and Monday. Umavsik and Rosh Chodeshim. If a fast day of Monday, Thursday, Monday comes on Rosh Chodesh, since Rosh Chodesh is called Moyed, so you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh. You're also not allowed to fast. Ubi Yomim, Toivim, Aksuvim, the Megillus Tainis. We learned the Mesechta Rosh Hashanah and Daf Yud Ches that there was a Megillus Tainis. In that Megillus Tainis, it listed all the days where special nisim happened to Klal Yisrael, when you're not, all of them you're not supposed to fast. Some of them, even, you're not even allowed to make a hesped either. So those Yom Tovim, Rashi says, you're also not allowed to fast these fast days connected with rain. However, the Ritva points out, as the Gemara told us in Rosh Hashanah Yud Chesim Beis, that all of these happy days became butl except for Chanukah and Purim. So, Einachanami Bizman Azev, one was involved in a cycle of fast days, that would not be a problem if it came out on a day that was written in Megillas Tainis that was a Yontav. Because we're not Noyig, those Yom Tovim Bizman Azev. Tana Rabban, and we learned. A Yom Ra'adam, a person shouldn't say, Talmud Ani. I'm a Talmud. Any royal is yachid. The Gemara here is going to discuss two categories of people. One is called a Talmud, and one is called a yachid. A yachid is a higher madrega than a Talmud. So a Talmud shouldn't say, I should fast like the yechidim. I'm not a yachid, I'm only a Talmud. No, elakol talmid chacham yechidim. All talmid chacham legabe, don't be such a humble person when it comes to helping the tzibur. Helping the tzibur, consider yourself a yachid and go ahead and fast. Eze Yachid Veze Talmud. What is the criteria of a person who's called a Yachid and a person who's called a Talmud? Yachid calls your royal limnes parasol tzibur. A Yachid is anyone who's roy, even though he's not presently a leader on the tzibur, but he could be a dayan. He could be a paisik, a rav in klal yisrael. Except he's, right now he's not. So he's a Talmud. He's a Yachid. Talmud calls your shalom and said, "Vayal lachabul amudav armor." Anybody you ask him what he's learning, and he knows what he's learning. He's not a bucky like the yachid, but he knows a fill masechta kala. Even if all he knows is one little masechta kala, but that he knows, he's already considered a talmud. And legabe fasting, he should put himself in the madrig of yachid. Less than that, if he knows chumish, he doesn't know masechta kala, then he's not called a talmud. Tana rabbanu, we learned. Loi Kala writes, we're going to go with Rashi's girsa here, and then we'll say the second pshat of Rashi, which Rashi says is really the pshat he likes better. The first pshat goes as follows. Tana Rabbanan, Loi Kala writes, Alas Atzma Yochid Oisa. Le'inyan Tainis, the Tanakama holds, Divir Rab Meir, that not everybody who wants to put himself in that category, that he's going to fast with the Yechidim, should do so. And then, why Rashi says, Al Tzgasis Aruach. That it's a guy, you know, I'm a yachid, and people don't like that. Rashi brings down the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Kosher Ruach Abrius Noich Amenu. People don't like a balgaivinik. Oh, you're also Eichmer a yachid. You're a yachid and you should fast. So Rav Meir Shita is, don't call yourself a yachid. Then Rashi's girsa is, Hachi Garsinan, Hatamidim Oisin Atzman. But someone who's a Talmud could say, I'll be a yachid. In fact, there's a machlokes Magen Avraham and the Ritva. The Magen Avraham says, if you're, the Gemara said before, a Talmud should make himself a yachid, means he must make himself, he's mechuyev to fast. The Ritva says it's only a reshus, but he's not mechuyev. So, according to the Girsa of Rashi over here, a regular person can't make himself a yachid. But a Talmud, as we learned before, in fact, certain shita say he must make himself into a yachid. A divrei Rab Meir, Rab Yosi Oimer. Now, according to Rashi's girsa, kol adam, that's what Rashi's gairis, oisa. So Rab Yosi disagrees, and Rab Yosi says, disagrees on Rab Meir. You just said a Talmud could be a yachid, but not a regular person. I hold that even a regular person could also make himself a yachid. V'zachor l'toiv, he's mentioned for good. Why? L'fishein shevach loy. He's not getting any benefits from this. He's going to be starving today. El tzaru loy. So he wants to be a yachid. Don't worry about the gasas aruach. It's no gaiva for him to have to suffer through the day. So Rabbi Yisushit is, the way Rashi's first gear said that, kol adam, I disagree with Rabbi Meir, he could fast. However, Rashi's second shita is, lishnachrina, goes like as follows. It means like we have it in our Gemara. And how do we have it? Like kol writes, las atzma yachid oisa. Le'inyan tainis, a regular person can't make himself into a yachid. And also, he cannot make himself into a Talmud. That's what Talmud Oisa means the same. Not everybody wants to make himself a Yachid can make himself a Yachid, and not everybody who wants to make himself a Talmud can make himself a Talmud. Divrei Rab Meir, says Rashi, what does that mean? Because a Talmud has to act in a special way. His garment has to be special, his bed is special, he has a special sudur of Talmid Chachamim that he wears on his head, and so says the same, like, don't be a yachid. Don't make yourself a yachid if you're not, because it's gaiva. Don't make yourself a talmud, who is also a special dinim. It's also gaiva. It comes along Rabbi Yossi, according to this pshat, and says no. Oisa meaning a talmud not, because that you wear a special yarmulke, yeah, a special status. That's shevach uloi. That's something good for you. That not, but you want to be a yachid and you want to fast. You want to have tzar? Make yourself a yachid, because that's going to bring you responsibility to fast. That I'm against Rav Meir. So Rav Meir says a plain person cannot be a yachid or a talmid. Rabbi Yossi says, a talmid, I agree with you. I disagree, yachid. Let him be a yachid. Let him fast. V'zoch l'toiv, l'fi shein shirach loy, al tzar loy. Tanya Edek, we learned in another Brisa. Loi Kol writes the last Atzma Yachid Aisa, Talmud Aisa, Divir Reb Shimon. And this would go better with the, and Rashi says this Brisa goes better with the second shot. You can't make yourself a Yachid, you can't make yourself a Talmud. Reb Shimon ben Elazar, that's the words of Reb Shimon, Divir Reb Shimon Elazar. Reb Shimon Gamaliel Aimer Bamed, Vamur Devisha Shvach. When can't you do it? That's Devisha Shvach. Like what? Like Talmud, the special hat that he's wearing. Avil b'davar shel tzar, but if you want to make yourself a yachid to fast, oisev, v'zoch l'toiv, and he's remembered for good, shein shevach uloy al tzar huloy, which was the shita that we had before, in the name of Rabbi Yossi. Tana Rabbanan. Mi shayu misan al tzar, a person who was fasting on it because of a certain tragedy, v'avran, and the tragedy, the danger went away. Or al achoyle v'nisrapi, the achoyle became cured. Or Rashi says, or chas v'shalom, the achoyle died. But the reason that I'm fasting is not relevant anymore. Can I stop my fast in the middle of the day? No. You have to complete the fast. Rashi explains, because otherwise it looks like you're making a deal with Hashem. If you keep the problem going, I'll fast. If you alleviate the problem, then I'm not going to fast. Your fast should not be totally in a deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether he cures the person or not. A person who goes from a place that they don't fast to a place that fasts. So we learned in Pesachim that Makom Shenagu, you have to take with you. You have to accept the new chumras of the place you go to. HaRezem Esanim, when he has to fast with them. But if he goes from Makom Shemesanim from a place that they fast, the Makom Shemesanim, to a place that they don't fast, also says the Gemara, raise them asana umashlam. He has to, as Rashi brings down, I believe, that it's based on the Gemara Pesachim, that you have to take with you the chumras of the place that you went from. So Rashi says that this is only if you intend to go back to the place that you went from. But if you tend to settle in the new place, then you don't have to be mashlam the tainus from the other place. Tosfos disagrees. The second Tosfos says, loishna daita lachser, loishna ain daita lachser. Hoyel the kibbol of a tainus. You accepted upon yourself to fast, so therefore you have to finish it. The halach is like Rashi, that if you plan to stay here, you don't have to fast. However, the Mishnah Berurah speaks out that if a person is fasting, not because he comes from that place, but he says, I want to keep the menhagim of the old place, if he specifies outright, then we do paskin like Tosfos, that he has to be mashlam the tainus. If he didn't specify it, and he's only fasting because of where he came from, if he intends to settle here, then we say like Rashi, you don't have to complete the fast. What happens if shachach liyachol v'shasa, he forgot that it was a fast day and he was eating and drinking, al yisroab if nehat sibber. The worst thing is for a person who looks satiated, and he looks in the, he's a chipper on a fast day, he has no headache, and he's not faint, and you're going to appear like that in front of the tzibber, don't do that. Val yanig yidun abatzmei, Rashi explains, don't indulge, don't say, well, I broke my fast already, well, now let me get some pizza, let me get some eggplant parmesan, let me enjoy myself. Shenamer, how do we know this? V'yayimer Yaakov lebonav. Yaakov said his children, go down and buy wheat in Mitzrayim. And really, they had wheat at that time. But he said, Lama Tisro, why should you make yourself conspicuous? Everybody is going down to Mitzrayim. All our Gentile friends are going down to buy in Mitzrayim, and you're not. Amalem Yaakov Lebanav. Al Tiro Atzmachem Shatim Seveim. Don't appear like you're satiated. Loim Ibn Esav, Loim Ibn Yishmol. Kedesh Lo Yiskanu Bachem. They shouldn't be jealous with you. And this reminds me of the Kli Yokar, who says in Dvorim, that Pnu Lachem Tzvayno, go north, says the Kli Yokar, that a Jew has to be tzofen, he has to be hidden. And the Kli Yokar says that all the tzoris that Klal Yisrael has lived through in Golas is because we have been too conspicuous. We have shown the Goyim how rich we are, how affluent we are, and they have become jealous of us, and that has led to hatred. This is the exact message that Yaakov is telling his children. You're satiated. You have enough wheat, but don't show that to your Gentile neighbors who will become jealous of you. And then Yosef told his brothers, Al tirgizu b'derech, don't become agitated on the way. What does this mean? Amar Rav Lozer, Amar Lam Yosef l'achav. Yosef said to his brothers, Al tisasku b'dvar halacha, don't start talking and learning on the way. Shem et tirgizu alech m'derech, you might make a mistake on the way and you'll go down the wrong path. Frey the Gemara, you're telling me that the brothers shouldn't speak and learning on the trip? They're going on the way. They're not learning between each other. They have to be talked, not just each one learns by himself, but they have to talk to each other in learning. And if not, they're right to get burnt. How do I know that? Shenemar, it says that Elisha and Eliyahu were walking on the way. They were walking. And the correct gears on the side is holach v'daber. They're walking and talking. Why does the Torah have to, the Navi have to tell us they're walking and talking? V'hine rechav esh v'sushi esh, there's a chariot of fire and horses of fire. V'yafridu bein shneihem, it went right between Eliyahu and Elisha and nothing happened to them. Why did nothing happen to them? Time is akta gemara, you know why? Deka dibber. Because they were talking and learning. Holeka dibber, had they not been talking b'neihem and Torah? Then the fire chasishom could have burnt Elisha and Eliyahu. So we see you have to talk and learning. How could Yosef say Al tirgizu b'derech, and we should interpret it to mean that you're not supposed to talk and learning? Like Hashem the Gemara says, no question. Holamigras, holayunei. If it's the chazara, you're a light thing just to review what you learned, then you should talk and learning on the way. That's what Elisha and Eliyahu were doing. But to be ma'ayin, to learn a sugya in depth. And that you should not do because that involves a lot of concentration and you might go down the wrong path. B'masnita Tana, we learned in a brisa, you know what al tirgizu b'derech means? Don't get agitated. Al tafsiu psiu gasa. Don't take large steps. What is a normal step? A normal step is an amo, which is between 1.5 to 2 feet. If you make a larger step than 1.5 to 2 feet, says the Marshah, you're going to be tirgizu. That agitates a person if he doesn't walk normally. And also he told them, v'ichnisu chamalir, bring the sun into the city, meaning the only travel during the daytime. And also if you travel at night, you get agitated. That also is included in al tirgizu b'derech. Al tafsiu psiu gasa, why? Do amar mar psiu gasa, no itas echad mechamish meis, mimor enav shalotam. If a person takes large footsteps, it takes away 1/500th of the shine of his eye. So Tosfos asked, in Divrei Maskil Psiya Gasa, if so, if a person took 500 Psiya Gasas, he would be totally blind. And Tosfos says, V'ha Kachazina, we see the Lav Hachi, Havi, that's not true. You could take 500, you don't become blind. So Tosfos wants to suggest that 500th means what's left. And as it's not your original eyesight, you take 500 portions, and each time you take a big step, you lose 1/500th. It means you're going to lose 1/500th of the remainder. So you always remain with something. But Tosfos doesn't like that pshat. Why? Because why should the first step be 1/500th of your total vision, and all the others are diminishing, it comes out less than 1/500th of your total vision. Therefore, Tosfos wants to say that maybe you only lose the first 1/500th, but once you've done it more than one time, kiven the dush, once you've already transgressed this prohibition, nothing else happens to you. Inami, he says, psia rishon and they tell us tvei mishum dechalas kasha. So at the end of Tosfos says, yeah, I do have a logic why the first one should take more than the rest, because chalas kasha, that's the worst one. Continues the Gemara, v'chnisu chamalir, bring sun into the city, travel by daytime, k'rav yudam rav. Dam rav yudam rav, we had this in Psachim, daf beis, lo'olam yetzar mechitoiv. A person should always go out when it's sunny outside. What does sun have to do with chitoiv? Rashi brings down, vayar aleikim esor chitoiv. That's, toiv refers to sun. So a person should always start his trip when it is sunny outside. V'yikanis bechitoiv. He should also come back while it is still sunny outside, and Rashi explains why, three reasons. Reason number one, because there's no gangsters on the way in the daytime, at least not as much as at night. Secondly, he might fall into pits, into places where he can't see clearly. And number three, the townspeople will suspect, if he's only traveling at night, that he is up to something bad, that he's a ganav, and therefore the best thing is to travel during the daytime so that they will not suspect you. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Haboiker Arav Anashim Shalchu, that when did Yosef send his brothers to go back to Yaakov? When there were light in the morning, then he sent them, and we figure out, just like he sent them with light, so too he instructed them to come to sojourn in a city before it gets dark. And Rashi brings down that some are not even gairis at this pasuk. Why? Because it's logical that a person should only travel during the daytime. And this is a good lesson for everyone to try to make their trips always during the day and not at night. Oi.
I didn't know that. Who was the Kliyaka?
I think it's part of the Eschanan. On this part, it's Penula Chem Tzvaidna.
Yeah, he's back, but I think he's catching up.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
This is my last day.
This is your last day? Oh, okay. After this.